Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The song is so perfect. Of all the moments this year that have been captured with the Eagles, this, the Elliott's video of this.
Yeah, shout out to ESPN.
It's the
man.
One. It's the one. And again, I keep saying it because I could picture it. They run out of the tunnel in New Orleans, and this is the song. And he's leading them out here. There's no question. Any other song is a mistake. This has to be it.
Yeah. I just remember when all of this happened, when he cut his hair and everybody was speculating on what was about to happen. I was like, man, this might be historic. this might be historic.
And then me, a visionary, buzzed my hair alongside him.
Haven't lost
is that
since?
What it yep. is?
That's right.
Zero losses yep. since.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty remarkable. Imagine if they win out, which is certainly possible. I mean, they'll be favored in every game, I think. A little bit of a favorite over Pittsburgh. Probably, I don't know, a 3 or 4 point favorite against Washington if we get there with it, still, you know, without a loss. They are probably favored to win out. I mean, what if they don't lose a game the rest of the season? If they win out in the regular season and then win the Super Bowl, that means they go undefeated post buzzing of the hair.
It's the flower speech from 21 all over again.
But like on
but
steroids.
Even, but yeah.
It's wild. All right, 215-592-94. Let's grab a phone call, and then we'll let you hear Sirianni on this morning with Joe and John. Bashir in West Philly. What's up, Bashir?
Sir, Joe, Uncle Hugh, how you doing?
What's up, Bashir?
What's going on, man?
So listen, Nick Sirianni is an exceptional coach, okay? When you can come to a city like Philadelphia, embrace the city, you know, get the city's love, and basically a nut, and like I'll say probably like 2-3 seasons, he got Philadelphia's love. That takes a lot because not everybody can come to the city and be accepted, in my opinion.
Well, you're right about that, Bashir. I mean, and it's not only success.
He still ain't been accepted all the way yet, though.
Well,
but he's working on it.
Yeah, I think he won a lot of people over the Super Bowl year, and
man,
then he kind of lost people a little bit,
Bashir,
but now they're coming back.
When he put hands on that fan.
Well, he didn't put hands on
fan. I know. I'm embellishing the story.
Oh, sorry.
I'll let you cook. That's an important embellishment.
Yeah. It's a fireable offense, what you're saying.
When he put hands on that fan in the stands,
yep.
People were really trying to get him up out of here. So I think for the most part, Coach Sirianni has a love-hate relationship with the city.
But do you think anybody else can coach in the city and be successful?
I think that what he's been through and how he's come out of it so far, it'd be tough. It'd be tough. I think that Coach Sirianni was going – that you cannot convince me for 1 second that Coach Sirianni coming out of that bye week wasn't going through something. He probably was under a lot of stress.
Of course he was. He thought he was going to get fired.
And he was able to turn this around. Now he's a better man for it, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that, Bashir. Go ahead.
Joe, I want to know just why do you think Bill Belichick would have been a better situation? Bill Belichick looked like he put lettuce and tomatoes on a cheesesteak. I don't think it would work.
Well, just because he's a better coach. I mean, I understand your point. There's something about coaching here, winning the locker room over. But just like in general, just Bill's a better coach. So then I just think the better coach would do a better job. Like that's it's just a simple thing.
In that way, if Bill Belichick did come here, I'm going to give us a scenario. If Bill Belichick would have came here, it would have turned into another Chip Kelly situation.
In terms of the players not liking him?
In terms of that, and in terms of he's going to want control.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, in the Philadelphia culture, he's not going to be able to adapt to it.
You might be right. And that might be why ultimately it never went anywhere and it would never in the future. Bashir, we appreciate it. I mean, the Eagles have a pattern, right? I mean, it's pretty clear. Since Chip left you, it doesn't seem like they want a coach that that wants power, that wants to have personnel say.
That's Howie's job.
Yeah, the coach coaches, Howie does his thing, and they have it's worked. Now, Bashir's thing, could anyone else coach here and have success? I mean, they've all had success. Jeff Fleury hasn't hired a coach in 30 years, 25 years, that hasn't had a winning record here, right? Like, they give the coach good players, and then the coach does the job. But Andy obviously was great here. Chip Kelly left here with a winning record. As much as we talk about a disaster,
Chip was different, though.
He was different, and I don't think he was good, but he left. He won games. He won double-digit games 2 of his 3 years. Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl here. And I don't know if Doug's ever going to coach again after the disaster in Jacksonville. And then now we have, you know, like, a lot of guys win here. I mean,
head coach again.
You know, Doug will be around the NFL if he wants. But I just mean, like, the franchise is set up for success. I almost view it almost like a manager in baseball. It's a good organization, and you come here and you just push the buttons, and you should be able to have success.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and to a certain extent it's like that. But I think that you have to have a special kind of guy that can read all different types of personalities and get them to buy into what you're selling.
And that might be his best trait.
That's what Coach Sirianni's done, man.
Yep.
It was a time where I feel like that wasn't the case. Like last year, somewhere down the line, it went south, and they were able to get back on track with this, man.
Yeah, and look, they deserve credit for staying with it, and it's worked. They're 10-2. All right, let's hear from the coach we've been talking so much about, the head coach of the 10-2 Eagles. He was on with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie this morning.
10-2 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's got more important things to figure out than where Mr. T is. But Nick Sirianni, where has Mr. T been lately?
I'm sorry.
We were just talking about where
Nick's like, what?
Where's Mr. Haven't seen Mr. T in a show in a long time. Yeah. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. I saw him in Rocky III. That was the last
time. I know.
Exactly. So, Nick,
you don't see many true Mohawks like Mr. T anymore.
He was rocking it for a long time. All right, so,
with
Nick,
pride.
Congrats, obviously, on another win and a really big and truly great win. And in this case, bottling up, I'd say not one but two future Hall of Famers, Lamar and Derrick Henry. It's a remarkable achievement. How did your defense do that?
Yeah, obviously that's a really good offense. You know, one of the best offenses in the NFL, and our guys just put their head down and worked and played physical and were on the same page and hustled to the football. And again, like I said, like I've always said, like when you're playing with good fundamentals and when you hustle to the football and everybody on defense is on the same page, good things are going to happen, and that's what we did. And obviously, they made some plays. We missed some tackles a little bit more than we've missed here in the past month or so. But credit to them. But our guys came out and played hard, played physical, and really helped us get that win.
What makes Vic Fangio so outstanding?
Yeah, you know, I think that again, it's getting everybody on the same page, calling a game. All the experience that he has calling a game is, he's seen everything. But getting everybody on the same page, holding everybody accountable to be on the same page. And again, when all 11 are working as one on defense, that's a huge, huge deal. You see it all over the league when there's a blown play, that's the easiest way to give up an explosive, which is the easiest way to get points. And so I just think, again, just the feel and the call that he has for the game and just getting everybody gelled together is a huge deal. And he's obviously a phenomenal coach, and I'm sure glad he's our coach.
How much do you worry, Nick, about the rookie wall? We got the youngest defense in the NFL. Average age is 25. And I think that's with Darius Slay's 33 factored in there. We got rookies playing, we got rookies starting, we depend upon them, and right about now, if they were last year, their season would be ending, and then that wall hits them in the face. How much do you worry about that, Nick, and how do you prepare for that? How do you guard against it?
Yeah, I look at that as a positive in the sense we are young. We do have fresh legs. We are continuing. We got a couple of rookies that are playing and that we'll always account for, but everybody's individual. We have an individual plan for everybody as far as their health and conditioning goes. It's not one size fits all, and so those are all thought through. And you rest them Monday, Tuesday. You don't rest them, but you monitor them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday while they're getting better. While they're getting better at their skills and being on the same page and everything like that. In attempts to make sure that they're as fresh as they possibly can be on Sunday. And that's not an easy thing because, again, you want players that are fresh, but you want players that are ready as well to go, you know, that have worked hard all week, that have worked through their fundamentals all week. You know, we believe so much in fundamentals, and it'd be crazy for us not to, work on block destruction, work on tackling, work on ball security, going into a game. I mean, I compare it to basketball. If a basketball team played once a week, would they only shoot on game day? Heck no.
Yeah.
So you
got
to get them ready to go throughout the week, but you also have to balance the fine line of, how do we keep these guys going strong? How do we keep these guys healthy? And it's not an easy thing, but, that's something that we have to work through as coaches and as a staff, with the strength staff and the trainers and the doctors to make sure that everybody is ready to go, both physically and skill-wise as we get ready for each game.
Nick Sirianni here, of course, getting ready for Carolina on Sunday. You know, Nick, the slow starts on offense, I know we've talked about it a bunch, and we had a call or a guest, somebody in the last week or so, brought forth a theory and said maybe more than most teams, they try to decode the opposing defense more than other teams. And it's not that they're not trying to score, because of course you are, but maybe you put a greater emphasis on trying to set up future plays and decode what the opposing defense is doing. Any possibility that person's on the right track, that you do it more than most?
You know, I think what our coaches have done, again, when you're good on offense, you're going to get things that you don't quite anticipate. Like there's things that are going to be shown on tape that aren't shown on tape, Rich, you know this, like that are not shown on tape that you're going to get because you have a good offense. And like, where did that come from? I haven't seen that. Well, they saved it for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think we talk so much about, slow starts, and we have to start scoring more on our opening drives. And, we've had some, we had some drives that have went. The last week was not one of those. But I think what our coaches don't get enough credit for is the way they do adjust and the way they do set up, because we are one of the top scoring offenses in the second, third, and fourth. But we tend to look at things just in a negative aspect of where we are in the first quarter. Now, that's not to say that we don't have to get going faster and better than we have, because it's so important that you get off to a fast start. But I think the coaches and the players have all done a nice job of adjusting to what the defense is doing to us. And that's why we're one of the better scoring teams in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Now, how do we unlock that? If I had the answer, we would do it. We are digging and we are clawing and we are scratching to find the answer, so we can get points on that opening drive. We've had some good drives there on that opening drive. We haven't punched them in for touchdowns. I think that's a big thing too. We go to LA and we get down to the 3 on our opening drive or the 4 on our opening drive, and we didn't get to punch it in, which would have made a big difference. And so
it's sustaining drives, it's creating long drives where you score points, and then it's finishing drives for the touchdown. And like I said, we're working through all those different things to get that fresh start or to get that hot start, which has evaded us so far this season.
Nick, we're trying to rally backs for Barkley in the MVP conversation, but Jalen, let's not forget about our quarterback. Jalen Hurts should be in that conversation. Can you tell us why Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP conversation?
Yeah, I mean, he just wins. I mean, look at his just how he wins, and how he's taking care of the football, and how he you know, has been so efficient. Like, look at those quarterback ratings through this 8-game win streak. It's so, like, consistently high over and over and over. And that quarterback rating tells you a lot about how the game goes, right? And then it's not counting all the plays that he makes with his feet when something breaks down, whether it's a route, whether it's a protection, you know, whatever it is, of all the things. So, I mean, when the guy who touches the ball every single play on a team that's good, man, that's got to count for something. That counts for something for me. I know that, because he's been efficient. He's been leading this football team. He's been, you know, great in situational football, like in 4 minute and backed up and all those different things that gets teams in trouble. He's mastered those things. And so he's led an offense that is scoring points and winning games, and, you know, and sometimes you get so bogged down with stats, and I get that, especially when you talk about MVP things. You get so bogged down with stats, but, like, the main stat is winning and losing. And Jalen just, I mean, year after year after year, he just wins. And this is the same thing right now. And he's playing really good, clean football that we sure as heck appreciate as coaches. He hasn't thrown the ball in the fourth quarter very much in the past month and a half. Which can, you know, stat wise, if you're looking at it from, if you don't watch the game and you get the stat sheet at the end of the game, you're like, oh, you know, he did this. Yeah, we didn't throw it in the fourth quarter. And so that's a huge deal. And that's sometimes, you know, that's, you know, his stats show, you know, off of a, the wins, losses is so important, but it doesn't account for, hey, we didn't throw the ball in the fourth quarter because we were up and we were.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we were running the clock out.
Mm-hmm. Nick, did you and he together unshackle him a little bit this year with the running? He looks more confident and decisive in the last month or two. And I'm wondering if you and he and Kellen Moore had a conversation to say, when you run, let it rip, man.
Man, I don't know if that's something that you can tell a runner. I mean, he can run now, and he is making plays, and he has some. I think it's, you get feel for better and better what's working. I think that's the case. Like, you know, what concepts and what schemes are working, you know, you have a good feel for. And man, he is so tough and so physical, and we just tell him to protect himself. So, you know, because he's going to run hard every single time he has that ball in his hands. I think maybe what you see maybe is just the different schemes that we're doing that he's been successful at. And so, man, he doesn't need my help as far as how to run the football, because you know the way that when they get that ball in their hands, like you know, like Jalen or Saquon, that their instincts take over. Yes, we tell them hey, here's the read, here's what we want, here's your footwork, but. You know, when you get a like Rich, you know this. When you get the ball in your hands, like your instincts take over. Like I'm not letting that guy tackle me. And so, like, yeah. I think that coaching in that aspect, when the ball is in somebody's hands, yes, we'll teach them how to ball security. We'll teach them what hand to carry it in. We'll hold them accountable to that. But like, shoot, making plays with the ball in your hands is an instinct. It's a skill. I can't take any credit for it whatsoever.
That's why Andy Reid said, hey, Brian Westbrook, you take the ball, and John, you go be the blocker.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Nick, minor point from the last 2 weeks, but it's been a little weird and I'd say kind of irritating. Four times in the last 2 weeks, we think a penalty situation is resolved, and twice in this last game after commercial break, it's like, wait a minute, repunt. So do the refs even bother to check with you or the opposing coach? Are they just assuming what you're going to choose, and then 30 seconds later, yeah, you're like, hold on a second?
Yeah, sometimes it goes that way. The refs do a great job. They do, and it's a hard job that they have. And sometimes it is assumed on the easy ones, and sometimes they give us a moment to figure out what we're going to do. And when you have TV breaks and stuff like that, you know,
yeah,
you have a little bit more time than normal to make those decisions. And that's what you're trying, like, shoot, we're always on the clock, right? I mean, yeah. Anybody who's a football coach thinks about, like, I have 40 seconds to do everything, right? Because that's how much time you have to get a play in this and that. I got 40 seconds to brush my teeth. I got 40 seconds to do that. Like, that's what your mindset's in. And so when you get that a little extra time, we'll take it. And sorry to the fans that, you know, that it goes to break and there's a different thing. But, you know, whether it's Coach Harbaugh, whether it's myself, if we get some extra time that they allow us to have to process it and think through it, we'll take it.
Sure. I'm surprised the league allows it, but I get it. If they allow it, they allow it. How's it looking for Devontae and Dallas for Sunday versus Carolina?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I don't like to put, timelines on anything, you know, so we'll see as the week progresses. They came in here to work out yesterday after the game. And we haven't even been on the field yet. So, you know, we got to get on the field. We got to kind of get through another couple of days before I'm ready to say anything like that. So, they're both really good players and, you know, we need them. So, you know, we'll see where we are later in this week.
Hey, Nick, big game Thursday night. Obviously, Detroit here trying to track down to the Packers. Are you going to watch that in real time or at least try to track it in real time? I know you're busy prepping and you got family and all that, but, I mean, that's a big game for you. Do you follow that in real time Thursday night?
You know, one thing I really like doing on Thursday night, get out here just a little bit earlier on Thursday, and one thing I really like doing is taking some work home with me and sit on the couch and watch football. I don't care who it is. I mean, that's what we do. We watch football. Aren't you bored? You know, aren't you bored of football when you get home? Heck no. I can't wait to watch games when we get home. And so Thursday you get out a little bit earlier than normal. Just because you're wrapping up the week a little bit more so. So, and when I say early, I mean, you know, you still get out here late, but you at least get to watch some of the game at home. And so I'll watch it because that's my routine, you know, to sit on the couch, do some work and watch some football. And so again, though, my job is to solely focus on the things that we can control. Does that mean I don't root for a team or this or that, or, you know, that? No, because I'm human and we all do that. I can't control that. Watch and see what's happening, and all we can control is, and all our minds should be focused on is the Carolina Panthers.
Nick, congrats on the tremendous winning streak, and obviously good luck Sunday versus Carolina. Thanks for being on the program today.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. Hugh, what were your takeaways from Nick this morning as he spoke to Joe and John?
Sounds calm and clear. That's been one of the biggest things that has jumped out to me about Coach these last couple of weeks. He just sounds more focused to me. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, it just sounds like scattershot for the most part when he's talking, you know, and he goes off on tangents. I know
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
Yeah, he'll go off on a few tangents, but it just seems like something has clicked in him, and he's really laser focused on this season. I mean, it's good to hear. And, you know, he's bantering back with the guys. He's not being as guarded when he answers questions. Mm-hmm. You know, because there was an air of arrogance when Coach would talk to John, and it would feel like, you know, hey, John, you know, the game has changed a little bit, and it ain't like it was when you played, and, you know, stuff. It felt like he was doing that a little bit. It doesn't feel like that anymore.
The other thing that caught my attention was they were having the discussion about MVP, right? And we're going to have – so the backs with Barkley has begun. John Ritchie, backs for Barkley. He laid the case out this morning on why Saquon should be the MVP from a backs perspective. At 1:30 today, we're going to be joined by a pretty darn good back. LeSean McCoy is going to be on the show to lay out his case for Saquon winning the MVP, but also kind of spun to the Jalen thing. And it kind of goes back to that we were discussing earlier, this – The job Sirianni has here to not just win football games, but also manage egos and get everyone to buy in. And I do think one of the positive things this year with Nick is getting Jalen to buy in to a different role. I mean, you could call it game manager, you could call it, you know, he's making plays when he's asked, whatever. He only completed 11 passes, only attempted 19 times. They haven't. I don't think he's thrown the ball 30 times in a game since September, and they've won every game since. So it's been a different role, and it's obviously worked for Sirianni. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh Joe Kyle.
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
What's down for Pony? Butter in my eye, dog, and I get it. Hey, man, Sirianni, I feel like he's going to be, like, so you said it. I want to see him win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But who would you rather have right now than Nick Sirianni as your coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? You said it the best is now, a couple minutes ago. He's locked in. I don't know what he did after he had that Sinead O'Connor, Britney Spears moment.
Yeah, the breakdown.
When he had the breakdown, I feel like he analyzed himself, man. I feel like he analyzed his coaching. He hasn't been getting in the way of his team. And he's locked in. And I feel like the path that he's on, if we go down to New Orleans and we win the Super Bowl, he'll go down. Just go down one of the greatest seasons, one of the greatest teams. And we all know the X factor is Jalen Hurts. But we can't knock him, man. Sirianni's record, this guy's beating Hall of Fame quarterback after Hall of Fame quarterback, Lamar Jackson. He's beating the Josh Allen, the Patrick Mahomes. Anybody you name, this. And this season, he's getting quality wins. That's why I feel like this season is much different than last season. Last season, we're beating cupcake teams, and we and everybody go back to the roster. We didn't know what the roster was going to be this year. We didn't know what the defense was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what the offense was going to be. We don't even have a good slot receiver right now, and we're still winning games without a number three slot receiver. I feel like he's marking off all the exits this year, and I'm going to go back to the development of the players. They're developing these young guys, man, and these guys are coming out to be juggernauts. We didn't know what the defense was going to be. This defense is flying on all cylinders. And I feel like we got to go, based off his record, I feel like Sirianni is a great coach, man.
Well, the record is great. I mean, Terrence, 44-19 is nothing to sneeze at. That's obvious. And Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. And young players to develop. That's all part of coaching. By the way, in terms of injuries, Goddard's going to be out a few weeks. So we'll see how serious that is. But a sprain of his knee. All right, 215-592-9494. For Ross Tucker will join us at 12:30. Your calls on Nick Sirianni coming up on the other side. Are you willing to say right now and ready to say he's a great coach? I've moved to good. I moved from, I don't know where I was, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, average, below. I wasn't in a good place.
Numbers are legendary, yeah, you nitwit.
See, that's where we have to stop. All right, I'm willing to say good. Hugh's saying very good. Howard's saying legendary.
Yesterday.
Legendary for Nick Sirianni. Are you willing to say he's great? 215-592-9494. And we come back. We'll take a look at something else that came out yesterday regarding this Eagles roster that may, depending on how you look at it, maybe another feather in Nick Sirianni's cap. That's coming up next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports.